Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I had a curious encounter this morning. Ooh,
you did?
Was it spooky, curious encounter?
We can make it spooky?
Oh, okay.
Curious encounters with Zach. I was driving here to this very office for this very podcast. I was at a red light, and I look up into my rearview mirror, and who is behind me? But a skeleton. No, it was a person. It was a man. He said, cool. You wanted it spooky. It was Damien from Smosh. He was in the car right behind me at a red light. And so I'm like, huh, that's Damien. So I take out my phone and I start zooming in my rearview mirror to take a photo of him so I could send it to him later and be like, haha, I saw you. But then he's looking forward and I forget that the angle of the mirror is just seeing a phone. So then he starts looking and he gives me this
He's like, why is somebody taking a photo of me?
It's quite creepy, right? If you look up, like, you know, when you are a person in the public sphere, you're kind of used to having your privacy.
Being gawked at.
Being gawked.
Being gawked at and pointed toward.
Also, you don't want to be gawked in your car because, like, when you're at a red light, like, you're kind of chilling. You're probably picking your nose.
Yeah, of course.
It's nose picking season.
I pick my nose all the time in my car.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Red lights are for nose picking.
Yep.
That's what it's for.
That's what it's for.
So Damien gives me this quite inquisitive look. Of like I'm being invaded on.
Yeah,
I'm being invaded.
I'm being invaded.
I'm being invaded. So then I kind of like shrink my body down so that I can get my face into the rearview mirror at his angle, and then I wave, and then he kind of squints at me and he's like, "Oh, is that?" And I'm like, "Hey!" And I start waving. And he's like, "Oh, hey!" And you know, like when you see someone out of context, it really is even more confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just had this little cute encounter, and then I drove off on my way.
This is Damien Haas.
Damien Haas.
That's a celebo.
I've heard the name.
Encounter in a way.
Do you know if he actually knows it was you?
Yeah, he texted me after.
Nice.
You guys just did a thing with Smosh, right? Is that out? No.
Secret.
Just kidding. You didn't.
Yeah, we just did a thing with Smosh. I don't know their edit timeline at all. It'll probably come out in the next week or so.
Who knows?
Who knows?
I also had a curious encounter recently.
Curious encounters with Ned.
So, you know, it was with a dog. That was a ghost.
No,
so Ariel and I we went to New York recently. It was 8 days with no children. Shocking. I mean, our first time taking a plane flight without kids.
Ever.
Ever. Amazing. We realized how like we had so much more time on our hands. We didn't know what to do. But we spent our most of the time like going to restaurants. We were there for, of course, the cookbook launch, Date Night Cookbook. Get your copy today, datenightcookbook.com.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was exciting. We got to meet some fans.
Can I interject this story real quick to find out that there's no such thing as a New York Times bestseller list for cookbooks? And we're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. What the fuck have I been doing this?
Wait, yeah. Isn't that crazy? I was like, Ned, when do we find out if you're on the charts? He's like, there is no chart.
There's no cookbook category.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Isn't that? That's totally ridiculous.
That's a large category.
It's a huge category.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, like, we can't even.
Our book agent said there's like, usually like a monthly roundup. And we've been on some other charts. Like we've been number one on Amazon and family activity. And we were featured on like Apple's best books to read this fall.
Apple loves books.
Yeah.
I guess how much like, if you, I mean, there's some personal stories in there. So is it a cookbook? Can you be on the bestseller list?
Of memoirs.
Of memoirs. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, anyway.
Anyways, what was I saying?
You had a curious encounter.
Curious encounter.
We were like living our best, 20-somethings. Like this was dialing the clock back 5 years to what we were like before kids. We were like going shopping, eating at restaurants, and we were walking back to our hotel one night to go to bed, you know. A man in the lobby says, "You guys want to go skiing?" And Ariel's like, what is he talking about? He's like, I heard the snow's really great this time of year.
You got offered cocaine?
Like, Ariel, I'm pretty sure he's trying to sell us cocaine. Oh my God, we still got it.
We're hot, young, cool people.
Yeah, I felt hot. I felt young. I felt cool. It was a we missed our kids a lot, and FaceTiming them did not help.
That's very cute.
It made it worse.
But the mountain cocaine helped us forget them.
Yeah. A little bit of skiing above. Down the slopes, if you know what I'm saying.
This was in the hotel lobby?
Outdoor lobby. There was actually, we were staying in a very cool place, Standard High Line. It's right on the High Line, which is like an elevated abandoned subway track that they transformed into like a nature walk.
It's
for
really
about
fun.
30
it's
blocks.
Quite lovely.
Very cool.
That's awesome.
And the Standard, they just have like an outdoor seating area that's right outside the lobby. So it kind of feels like a little indoor outdoor. So we were, walking through this.
Someone tried to sell me weed on the beach while I was smoking weed.
Oh, wow. That makes sense. You know, maybe you need more.
You know what? Yeah. I respect that.
But I was like, we were doing it. And he's like, hey, do you want? We're like, oh, no, we have. It's literally in my hand right now.
Yeah, but it might be your last J.
And then he was like, no, but like, do you want mine? I'm like, we have like so much, like more than any.
You want some more weed?
Like, I don't need it. And he's like, but mine's really good. And I'm like, I don't. It's not about how good.
You gotta respect his hustle.
It's just like, I have too much and I don't need more. And he's like, but take mine out and smell it. And I was with our buddy Chris Reinecker, and who has a weed podcast. And he's like, yeah, that's like really bad weed. I don't. Like, I know. And then this guy just kind of kept hanging out with us, and we're like, dude, this is. We're like watching the sunset. Like, you know,
we're trying to have a romantic three boy hang right now.
A romantic three boy hang. Like, can we just? And then he's like, okay. You guys want cocaine? And I'm like, no, dude, we're doing the opposite.
Get out of here.
We're like, we're chilling.
It's getting worse.
And he's like, okay. You guys want money? And I'm like, I really, there's nothing.
Wow.
Do you have? No, I don't want anything. It really harsh my vibe.
Yeah, I felt proud of myself for first understanding the lingo.
Yeah.
And the second, you know, being looking cool enough. Like, we must have been dressed cool enough.
Were you wearing your motorcycle pants?
I think I was, actually. That'll do it.
I can imagine Ariel being like, are you sure that's what he meant? How do you know? How do you know it, Ned? Should we get it? Should we go back?
The skiing, I didn't quite recognize. I was like, why is he talking about it? And then he says snow, and I was like, oh, now I get it.
I wouldn't have immediately known.
Happy Halloween!
My God.
Whoa.
That was okay, Miles just turned off the lights.
Was that on purpose?
Spooky
boys.
Music?
Or did we blow a fuse outside with the treadmills?
Halloween is coming up, and
must be.
You know what that means. It's time for another rousing edition of Spooky or Kooky.
Oh, Spooky or Kooky.
Do you guys know what your costumes are going to be yet or no?
I do.
I'm going to be the robot girl from Red Light, Green Light, and Squid Game, I want to make sure everybody knows I planned to be that before everyone else watched Squid Game. And now it's a mass-produced costume, and I'm sure I won't be the only person in it, but I thought of it first. I'm cool. I'm very cool.
Keith was the first Squid Game fan, but now Squid Game is. I think more people will be dressed as Squid Game than not dressed up at all. Like, Squid Game will be.
It's an easy one. You just tracksuit.
Yeah.
Well, we are producing our very own Squid Games in real life video.
Red Light, Green Light.
Right. We're doing Red Light, Green Light.
And we're going to kill people.
We've rented out a paintball field. And we're going to have paintball snipers.
That is so... who's going to be a paintball sniper?
Me.
Like professionals.
not like Jack with a paintball gun?
No.
I think it should be Jack.
Experts that work at the pro shop. Maybe Lord DIY, because she said she didn't want to get hit with a paintball.
I told her it was going to be...
I said nobody does.
Yeah, I told her it was going to be a Nerf gun.
Yeah.
So wait, but we don't have to wear masks, do we? Because I want to see our faces.
No, we have to wear masks. It's a safety issue.
Can we wear goggles?
You don't have to wear masks.
Can we wear goggles?
Yeah, it's clear.
We can see our faces.
You can see your eyes. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Maybe, you don't want to maybe get your hit mouth in too. The teeth with a paintball gun.
I don't want to get hit anywhere with a paintball. I'm gonna win.
Yeah.
I'm gonna win that money.
But what if you don't?
I thought you were gonna be the little girl.
Oh, sick.
Because won't paintball hurt your body. I mean, Rachel was like, Zach can't get hit with paintballs. I'm like, well, Rachel,
anyone,
everybody yes. gets hurt when they
it's
get hit
really
with paintballs.
It's not really like a joint thing. It's a bruise.
Yeah,
it's
I would
like,
say.
I know Zach's in pain and maybe he doesn't want more pain. And I get that I could understand. But it's there's nothing. Yeah. There's no. nothing. Everyone gets hurt.
There's a lot that I have paintball. To sit out from because of chronic pain. This ain't one of them. I can be like the old man. I'm going right, to be smiling.
There you go. Well, then maybe Lauren can be the spinny girl.
The little girl.
The yeah. spinny girl. That's anyways. Funny.
Give her pigtails.
Can I be the spinny girl? I am going to be dressed as her for Halloween. That'd be pretty funny.
We tried looking for jumpsuits for everyone, and it's like, you can't get a green jumpsuit anywhere.
Oh, because it's just all sold out.
It's sold out everywhere. Yeah, every sure. place I looked.
So you know what I have?
Yeah. $100.
I have 10 bright red firefighter training suits in my garage.
Oh wow.
That are like giant red jumpsuits.
That's the wrong color though.
I know, but at least they're all uniform. At least they're all
I feel like we should all wear employees. We should wear all white.
We should wear all white cuz yeah. that looks pretty cool when you get lit up with
But I can't
paintball.
Dress all the snipers in those red jumpsuits. They aren't the same as what they are wearing in the show, but they're red.
That's cool. Enough. That's good. Definitely.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So are we going to keep the lights off?
So for Spooky and Kooky, I wanted to do a special Halloween themed Spooky or Kooky. You guys know Spooky or Kooky?
Yeah, it's our favorite.
It's the biggest.
Spooky or Kooky. It's where Miles says something and we decide if it's spooky or I think we get a cookie. I can't really remember how the rules work.
Up first on Spooky or Kooky, a gummy worm in a bag of gummy bears.
Oh, sick, spooky dude.
Kooky. Oh, kooky.
That's fucking...
Gummy worm in a bag of gummy bears?
Yeah, kooky. How to get
oh, that's
there.
Kooky.
Yeah,
how to that's, get there. That's cute. That's kind of fun. Surprising.
Yeah. There's nothing more thrilling than bonus food in your food.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
When you get an curly order of French fries and get one little onion ring
that's
snug in there, you're like, ooh, fun. I'm being bad.
Extra Can I make
nugget?
A petition for a new side to be introduced? Restaurants have sides, right? Fries... Yeah. Veggies, yes. Potatoes.
Sure.
Why are crab cakes not a side?
A side? Ned, that's an entree.
Crab.
I would like to order a roast chicken with crab cake on the side.
Sure, sure.
I get it's an entree.
Yeah.
I'll accept an upcharge. $3. Mm-hmm.
Let's revise perhaps. This. So if you get a bag of gummy bears with a single crab cake inside. Yeah.
That's spooky.
That's no, spooky.
I think that's still kooky.
Crab.
I think what's spooky is if you got a bag of gummy worms, but one of them's a real worm.
Oh, that's would be spooky. Spooky. That
you know what I've been fucking with lately?
Yeah.
We've all there's this little canister of those gummy fangs.
Oh. You know,
like, they're like gums with little teeth.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right. And they just got a slightly different flavor and consistency than all the other gummies out there. And I don't know what its secret is. But I like
Well, there's
it.
One that's like Coca-Cola flavored.
Nah, that's just nasty.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought you were talking about. And I was going to say like that one is kind of nasty.
Yeah, nah. Because that tastes like flat soap.
Cola flavored candy really is garbage. I hate the dum-dum versions. I hate the gummy versions. Don't make soda candy. Candy is already sweet.
And soda's already candy.
Yeah, soda is candy. Soda's candy.
An empty parking garage. Spooky or kooky?
Oh, spooky.
Ooh, cool.
But
immediately
a lot
spooky.
Of parking.
Well, if it's during the day, then
an empty parking
garage. Sure, but it's still kind of spooky.
I think it's a kooky because there's so much room for activities. You could play street hockey. Uh-huh. You could scream. You ever just want to scream?
You're going to make it spookier?
No, if you just like sometimes...
screaming in an empty parking garage?
When's the last time you screamed? It's a release, Ned. Do you want...
Ned, scream right now. We'll move the microphone from here.
Scream into the pillow, Ned. I think you need it. You've been under a lot of stress lately.
Yeah. I know.
You just talked about how... I just got back from a vacation. You just talked about how...
You've been so stressed.
You just said that leaving your kids was the best thing that ever happened to you, and you did a load of cocaine. No, that's a man who needs to scream.
He did a hill of cocaine.
I've never done cocaine. I do not intend to.
You shouldn't. Mm-hmm. It's got fentanyl in it right now. I'm not here to preach to you on whatever you do habitually, audience, but I would send a word of warning. If you don't know, there is some fentanyl in some of the cocaine in various popular cities.
What's fentanyl?
And there's cocaine in the cocaine.
Yeah, but fentanyl you need
it's really dangerous.
Like the size of a baby ant worth in a line and it will kill you.
What?
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, cocaine can just kill you right now?
With fentanyl, yeah.
Fentanyl,
it's really bad right now.
It's dangerous. It's just, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, so I don't want to have a big drug talk here, but Google it. Just look it up.
Yeah,
that's shocking.
Know the warnings. Be careful around.
Now, is that real? Is that razor blades and apples?
No, it's real.
No, it's real. I have a friend who has known some people who have died in the last two months because of that, and it is very real.
That's so scary.
Yeah, it's very scary.
They cut it with it because it's cheaper.
Yeah,
yes.
But then they're killing their clients.
Yeah,
yes.
That's bad business.
Very bad.
No,
I don't know if drug lords are always the best businessmen, especially the lower people.
Yeah. Chips Ahoy, spooky or kooky?
Absolutely spooky. It's, 1,000 chips, delicious.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go kooky.
It's a kooky.
I kind of like...
Chips Ahoy.
It's a cookie, not a kooky.
You know, they kind of melt in your mouth.
I'm going to go ahead right now. I'm going to drop something, and I'm going to see if we're fucking homies, okay? This is the homie test.
Uh-oh.
This is to see, do you have the same sense memory as me?
Okay.
I'm just going to drop this,
okay.
And we're going to see if we all have the same Chips Ahoy memory.
Okay.
Oh.
Squeezed
in the middle. Smacked up in the middle. Squeezed in the middle. Smacked up in the middle.
All right. I got two best friends forever, baby.
I think Miles faked it.
Well, I remember seeing the commercial, but I didn't remember the words.
He faked it well.
He was on a bus.
Zach, you could have predicted before you even opened your mouth that I would not... on that board.
There's an animated commercial in the 90s.
It was a good commercial. There was a bus. It was kind of a claymation style. And there was this cream sitting on the bus, and then a cookie sat on each side of
it. Two fat fucking cookies came in and took the seats, squished them all up.
And then the cream in the middle went,
cream.
Squeezed.
So.
Miles, you're out of the best friend club.
Told you.
You're out.
Here's my argument for why Chips Ahoy are spooky.
Sure.
I have an argument.
True. But I don't know a lot of their jokes.
They didn't have TV till 2014.
The crunchy cookies, when they get stale.
Yeah.
Love it.
They get soft.
Yep.
The soft cookies, when they get stale, they get hard.
What's that about?
That's fucking spooky.
It's a hot idea.
Definitely spooky.
What's going on there?
Reddit/shower thoughts.
All right. Best friend test. Okay. This is between me and the audience. I know all you fuckers are out. Stale Oreos, yes or no? One, two, three.
No.
Yes.
No.
Soft Oreos.
Come on.
Ooh, yeah.
I hate when hard things get soft.
Oh, I love when hard things get soft. I love it.
I do like that. Now we're talking.
Slowly sinking my teeth through a soft Oreo.
Oh, yeah.
It's like fucking memory foam. Oh, yeah.
Y'all ever fuck with EL fudge sandwich cookies?
Yeah.
Rainey, can I get a hell yeah? See, Rainey's with me.
She doesn't even know what you're talking about.
Rainey.
I think she just said hell yeah because she wasn't even listening.
Rainey's with me.
She's editing
Rainey's
right
working.
Now.
Can anyone see us? The lights are just off.
No, I see the camera. Actually, it looks cool and spooky.
It looks nice.
All right.
Yeah.
And I'm going to adjust it in post to make it even a little bit spookier and
brighter.
You turn me red for 5 seconds right now.
Okay, so extra thick cut turkey at the deli. Maybe it's people.
I've never thought that.
Okay.
I like my...
But also, I don't like extra thick cut deli.
Yeah, I like my cuts thin.
I want
my cuts thin, like paper.
Is it that the person there says, oh, it only comes thick today?
Yeah, that's probably weird, spooky.
It.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the turkey. It's the slicer setting. The turkey is just in a big old mound.
That's why.
Yeah, but the mound can't be cut too thin.
Really, the question is like mounds of turkey. Big old... You know, big old mounds of turkey that are head shaped.
Y'all ever
spooky
fuck
or kooky?
You guys get pastrami turkey.
Oh, yeah. I never get. You mean turkey
pastrami?
Pastrami,
like anything is turkey? Amazing.
Like they pastrami the turkey.
Yeah, turkey pastrami.
Is pastrami a bird? I think
pastrami Keith, turkey is.
Keith is.
You're right. Turkey
Keith
pastrami.
It's confusing. To me.
It's been a while since
you
I
ever
ate
had bacon
meat.
Turkey. What do you mean, bacon turkey?
Bacon turkey.
You bacon turkey out of bacon.
It's so good. I don't eat it anymore, but I miss it.
Not spooky, but not kooky either. Yeah, you gotta get a thin slice.
Yeah, of course.
I want it like cut. I want it basically falling apart.
I want it to be able to be poured,
slathered in mustard.
The way it like it falls in like cute ripples.
Yeah.
It's like ground turkey. Yeah. But it's you can eat it.
But it's just the fish
shredded.
That
the finish
is so
sheet.
Disgusting.
Shred it.
It's like that fish, like blowfish.
Yeah.
Where you have to cut it so thin, otherwise you get.
I want emulsified turkey. I want it to just be like a paste.
God, turkey spread.
I want it to squeeze out of a tube. It's so thin.
We got a lot turkey to get spread. To. So here's a couple more, and then we'll turn the lights back on. Michael Shannon.
Oh, he's so wonderfully spooky. I fucking love Michael Shannon.
I'm going to have to quietly Google who this
is.
He's like a star that's spooky. He's creepy.
Which
recently he was in Nine Perfect Strangers. He's the star.
Shape of Water.
Yeah, he's a bad guy in Shape of Water.
I haven't seen either of those food films. What's next?
The final spooky or kooky, yeast.
Oh.
Kooky.
Oh, gosh. It's tough. That was a tough one.
That's a tough one.
Because it burps, which is kooky. Yeah. But it also is alive, and that's spooky. It's living in a packet
but
in the
it
cupboard.
Makes so many wonderful things.
But it could be an infection in your vagina and or butthole.
Yeah. You ever think about that?
Sure. You know, I didn't think about that.
Think about the
buttholes. That's a different...
See, that's why it's both.
You know, you're right.
Different perspective.
A lot of, you know, when you say yeast, I think bread, but, you know... That,
it could be butthole.
Could be other... It could be...
Could be butthole yeast.
Could be butthole yeast, yeah.
I think
yeast infection.
Just the idea of, like controlling bacteria for food is, like, kind of wild.
Stat.
This next segment's called Headlines. Rainey went through the news and picked the most important headlines, and we're going to discuss them.
Can I get a hell yeah, Rainey?
Hell yeah.
Nice job, Rainey.
Thank you, Rainey.
Oh, Rainey's sort of like our like news beat reporter.
Yeah, Rainey's our reporter live in the field.
Oh, wait. The next phone segment can be Rainey doing like a...
We're going to send Rainey to Whole Foods.
Like a piece.
Oh, my God.
Like a...
Rainey on location every podcast or just somewhere else in LA
Rainey's
reporting?
Live on location at the Target.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious... culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Okay, so this segment's called Headlines. Logan Paul slides into Anya Taylor-Joy's DMs.
Oh,
can you repeat that for me?
Logan.
I feel.
Logan Paul slides into whose DMs?
Into Anya Taylor-Joy's DMs.
Queen's Gambit.
Right.
One Night in Soho. Do you guys know One Night in Soho's coming out? New Edgar Wright movie starring Anya Taylor-Joy? Can't fucking wait.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I didn't know this new Edgar Wright movie. That
she was in Cool Chest.
It's a thriller.
Mm-hmm.
All of these movies are thrilling.
It looks spooky. It's coming out in like a week. It might be out.
I didn't watch Queen's Gambit.
Like, they're both single.
You didn't watch Queen's Gambit, Keith?
No.
Wait, it was a phenomenon.
Keith, what?
I know.
It was a phenomenon.
But you like TV so much.
I know. I don't know.
Did Becky watch it without you?
No. Maybe she did.
You guys should watch it.
It's very good.
And
it's like
not
shocking.
All about chess.
Becky watches a lot of TV without me.
It's one of those things that like you're like, I'm not going to like that shit. And everybody likes it.
No, I wanted to. I was going to watch it. And then I don't remember why we didn't. And we didn't. And then Squid Games was out and everybody
that was
like,
that literally
so
a year later.
I'm sorry, I missed it.
9 months ago.
I was like chess or recess, and that's I chose point. Recess. They both were out at the same time. No. I can only watch one. Many, there was this whole like thing, many. All these BuzzFeed quizzes about how you can only watch one or else you're a liar.
No.
So I chose the one that I liked better, and then I haven't watched Queen Gambit.
So wait, Logan, why Miles? What?
It's just a headline.
Do we have context?
No, I didn't read the
article. Are they both single? Are they the newest item?
Unclear. I just, all I know is he slid into her DMs.
I mean, that means maybe she like responds to DMs. Maybe we could invite her to be on the podcast.
That'd be cool.
We should abolish celeb worship.
God,
Zach,
you're such
you
a doubter.
You gotta dial it back a little
Jesus
bit. Like,
Christ.
You're just idealizing
By the, way,
you have
the a world because of celeb worship.
Without any sort of acknowledgement of how the world is.
I wish more people worshipped me.
Yeah,
I could be.
You didn't let me finish. Abolish celeb worship. Mm. promote Keith worship.
Yeah, yeah, see, that's good.
Okay. That's really good.
There we go.
The one true celeb. You shall not have any celebs before me.
Update, next headline. Camila Cabello has taken back the narrative.
Good for her.
Good God, for her. You know what?
I was a little stressed when the narrative got away from her, but good for her.
She's very sweet.
Wait. Yeah, you met her?
Yeah, she follows me on Twitter.
Really?
Yep. We're nice. We hung out a couple times.
That's I met her once before too.
Yeah,
a long time ago.
In fact, there she's was sweet. A vi- mm-hmm. I was doing a red carpet, and her and Shawn Mendes, they were both happy to see me because we were homies for a brief moment there. Uh-huh. I don't think they remember us anymore.
Nope.
And they were friends at that point, but they were clearly flirting. Mm. And Shawn did my thing, and then moved on, and then Camila did my thing, and then there's like another interview where she's yelling to him like, I ruined like Entertainment Tonight's interview or someone's interview because they were just like yelling at each other and flirting. And I could see. I always knew. Mm. I always knew those two crazy kids would figure it out.
The spark.
So, Miles, do we know how the narrative got derailed?
I don't know.
Rainey, what happened to the narrative in regards to Camila Cabello?
Roll on in.
I mean, I have some thoughts, but I would love to hear Rainey's take.
Yeah, actually, I have no idea.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Rainey.
Yes, Rainey.
Thanks for rolling on in. And the rain rolls in once again.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She started to receive like a lot of hate. People were anti Camila, like around the James Corden thing and the Cinderella thing.
Yeah, the editors did not like her, I think. Yeah.
Oh, Cinderella is probably the reason.
But she took back the narrative, so good on her.
She's taking back the narrative.
How did she do that?
I didn't like that movie.
I thought people didn't like Cinderella.
Well, that's why she's taking back the narrative.
Havana, Unana. Say no more.
Yeah. Ellen Pompeo receives backlash after she randomly revealed she's in a fight with Denzel Washington.
That was crazy. And this is not a new headline at all. This is over a month old. Can you guys see this shit?
No.
What did she do?
Ellen Pompeo like told this story about a time that Denzel directed an episode of Grey's Anatomy and... He, I believe, if I'm remembering the story correctly, said, hey, don't direct the actors. That's my job. And she was like, do you know who I am? I'm the star of this show. I'm Ellen Pompeo. And she thought it made her sound cool. And everyone was like, you talked back to Denzel. Like, Denzel is one of the greatest talents.
Yeah.
Like, he is, one, a wonderfully talented director.
Yeah.
Like, really talented. Two, arguably one of the greatest living actors of our generation.
Yeah.
Now, Miles, I know you're a little biased here because you're Team Gray.
I'm with Meredith on this one.
I know that you are. You'll follow.
If it was like in season 14 of Gray's, it's like, I don't know. I guess in that world, Ellen.
The way that she told the story, he came off as very polite and she came off not.
I mean, yeah.
And everyone was like, why do you think this story makes you sound good?
That's fair.
Oh, she made a TikTok post addressing self-acceptance and rejecting body shamers.
Ellen Pompeo?
No, Camila Cabello. That's how she took back the narrative.
Way oh, news to me.
Way to go.
Anyways, was Denzel the director?
She made a TikTok. It got a news headline.
I think so. I mean, news today is just
celeb worship. Celeb. That's why you gotta worship me. I barely post anything.
And if when it is,
I won't
like a
cloud
really
your news feeds, baby. It'd be like Keith goes another day with no update whatsoever, except for perhaps a Lou Burger show this weekend.
Yeah,
you post all the time. What are you talking about? We have two videos a week, a podcast,
but not
a week.
On my personal channels.
I'm gonna go. Look,
we
gonna see.
Post.
We.
But I. Post.
That's a good Keith, point. You know what, Keith, you reminded me to post.
You're posting right now?
You're posting this. Spooky on the podcast today.
Happy Hallow Screen.
Nice. Gotta hold that for a week.
Yeah, well.
Well.
What can you do?
Well.
Up next, Cameron Diaz explains why she's not attracted to husband Benji Madden's twin. They're not the same.
Who are either of those people?
Cameron, good Charlotte.
Cameron Diaz?
Oh, I missed the first part. I got so tied up in the second name. I was like, who's that?
Yeah, Benjamin.
Good Charlotte.
I don't know.
Cameron Diaz married the guy from Good Charlotte.
Oh.
Yeah,
I don't know how anyone knows the names of individual musicians and bands.
I have a lot of wasted neurons in my brain.
Like, oh, well, that's the drummer of this band. It's like, how would you know that? Yeah. I can barely remember the band name. I can barely remember the song names. Because I listen to an album like most people without looking at the names of the songs. And then someone's like, do you know this song by them? I'm like, no. And they're like, no, it goes like this. I'm like, oh, yes, I do know that song.
You're talking about me.
Yes, it's Zach. Zach somehow, I guess he like stares at the screen and burns it into his brain of on every song. Is like, okay, this one's called Wood in the Leaves. Great. It sounds like this. Great. And let me look up the, oh, wow, this guy's name is this. And oh, he's married to this person. You know, Becky's like that
one of the games that we played when I was growing up was we played the movie game, and it was you had to name a movie, then an actor in that movie, then another movie that person's in, and then another actor in that. Like, and you kind of go to the chain. So it was like my social currency among my friend of nerds was
knowing people.
Knowing this shit.
Wow. Yeah.
And my best friend Eric has a borderline photographic memory. So he would just watch credit to know everything. And it was some bullshit.
Dang, that's tough.
I think I could do that with NFL players. Like, I could probably name about 200 NFL players just like off the cuff.
Don't prove it.
No, I don't think people
I could
want
probably
that.
Do that with Pokemon.
And the one I think about all the time is all of the songs I did not mean to memorize that I know by heart. And that's like, that's just crazy that my brain is wired. There are neurons in my brain dedicated to knowing all the lyrics to the thong song.
Yeah.
And I didn't choose that life. That life chose me.
Yeah. Well, you want to hear one that I did choose specifically?
Ooh, that butt's so scandalous. Yep.
Smash Mouth's All Star.
Yeah.
We all had to win that one.
I know. Well, so this is what happened to me. I went to one party. Everyone's singing along. I realized I don't fully know all the words.
Ned, for context, how old are you?
I'm like fifth grade.
Okay, I thought this was maybe in your mid-20s.
No. And then like I like printed out the lyrics from hotlyrics.com or whatever it was in those days.
Hotlyrics.com.
And then I like memorized it.
So weird.
To be cool, Keith.
I can remember.
And now I do feel cool.
The first time I heard All Star.
The first time?
It's a memory I have.
Where were you?
The place I got my hair cut. It was a hair salon in Carthage, Tennessee, and it was an A-frame building, it was like the only A-frame building in the town. It's very odd that it was the hair salon. But anyway, I was sitting on the ground playing with another kid, and he started singing, "Hey, now you're an all-star." And I was like, "What are you singing?" He's like, "It's All-Star by Smash Mouth." And then somehow, like they had a CD player or something, or a cassette player, and they played it. And I was like, "This song rocks." And we were like, wow, this song is amazing. And I remember like specifically, I can see the room that I'm in. It's like as important as, you know, every other event that somehow made its way in my brain.
So when I was a wee lad, my dad, you know, you guys know, is in the music industry. He booked our tours. So I would occasionally get CDs and stuff that was like up and coming or wasn't out yet. Like I had Maroon 5's Songs About Jane about a year and a half before it came out or before it got like really popular. I had it on like a burned disc. I was like, this is awesome. Yeah. By the way, that album's still great. Like whatever happened to Maroon 5, that album kicks ass.
Yeah.
So like I had a couple of those, and there was one summer where I was away at sleepaway camp because I came from an affluent Jewish town. We went to sleepaway camp. And my dad was like, "Hey, the last 4 weeks you've been away, you don't know, but this song is blowing up." So he sent me a burned disc of Baha Men's Who Let the Dogs Out.
Fuck.
And so we were, and I listened to it. I'm like, this song is hilarious.
Yeah.
And we had a dance. And so I go up to the DJ, and it's literally like that scene in Josie and the Pussycats where I'm like, "Hey, play him this."
Like I
slid this disc, and the DJ's like, "Okay." And he's like, "All right, we got a new song Zach wants us to hear. It's called Who Let the Dogs Out?" And the dance like slowly crept to a stop, and they all looked at me like I was out of my fucking mind.
I didn't know it
you
yet.
Hear that song? It's
crazy.
It's not like anything else that was popular. It's, you know, it's like,
oh yeah, yeah. No, I know the song. I'm just saying your student body hadn't heard it yet.
No one had heard it. No one got
it.
Big when we were away.
Oh.
Or maybe it hadn't even come out yet. Maybe it was like going to become big. I don't know. But like it was a shocking moment. And
did they like it?
No. No one liked it. Everyone thought it was fucking weird. But time proved me right, and then it proved me wrong again.
Hey,
I loved Nickelback as a kid, man.
You did, huh?
Cool. Oh, yeah.
I think things like Nickelback, things like
that era of music.
It's like great. It became really not cool, and I was just over here like, but I still like Nickelback.
People love to hate popular shit.
What about Creed?
Mm. Yeah, I liked Creed.
You got your arms wide open?
We definitely listened to Creed. Oh, yeah. In my middle school
times. That was like
times,
my middle big. School jam.
Is Nickelback, like, This Is How You Remind Me?
Yeah.
There's that one drum moment that I that like hits me hard. It's like, this is how you remind me. And then it goes, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. There's something about the tone of that drum in that moment that always really gets me going.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I remember I was sitting in my mom's car waiting to play soccer, or maybe I had just played soccer. Why am I in her car alone? I don't know why. Anyways, I hear it on the radio and I'm like, this song is really good. And then it became such a big song that people hated it.
What was the first song in your life that you were like, this is my favorite song?
Huh.
That you like learned and like, even as a child would maybe try to sing, or like you were like, this song is amazing. Because I remember my first song that I was like, I'm going to learn this song and I'm going to sing it somewhere. And I did.
What was
it? It's a pretty, have I ever told you the story of what I like performed as like a 6 or 7 year old in front of like 200 people?
Wow.
I had learned Stand By Me.
A great song.
And I thought it was a beautiful song.
It is.
I thought it was so good. And I just remember that like it was, when on the cassette I had, it said it was in the key of G, so I just knew that. And something I knew, but I learned it and I memorized it. And we were down at Hilton Head Island, and there was like, Hilton Head Island's a very touristy place, but they have a area where people go, and there's like ice cream, people go around, and there's always like some person playing acoustic guitar for all the people who were there vacationing that week. And they always have all the kids sit up closer, and the sort of like for the kids and for the family, and then they'll let kids sometimes come up and sing. Mm-hmm. And most of the time the kids they don't know, they kind of falter, and it's like cute fa-ha-ha. But he came up and said, I would sing, and I would say, sing Stand By Me. And he's like, great, what key? And I was like, it's G. And then the audience was like, fuck, how does this kid know the song is in?
Yeah.
I proceed to sing the song. My parents have no idea that I have learned this song because I was the third boy and I'm just doing whatever I want in my room all the time. And they were like, suddenly you were up there and you were singing, and like basically I got like a standing ovation because I'm a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, and I sing it pretty well enough. I feel
you
like
know it, which
I
is,
feel
yeah.
like a hero. I felt like a god. And then the funniest part of the story is I know this is something you put in the story that's normally not interesting, but I actually walked off stage and found $5.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I actually found $5.
Sounds like a fake name.
I know, right? But I really did. I walked up stage and was like, oh, and there's $5.
Seems wow. like this was a very formative moment for
that's
you.
That's huge. I love
huge.
This.
It was
as a performer,
moment,
as like, a person.
It was incredible. And like he sang the harmony line to make me look better, you know, it was just like such an, and I was like, wow, this is what I want to do forever. Like is perform in front of people and sing. And it was like, it was a very formative experience and it was cool.
I put on concerts in my house. Is that something you did too?
Or? Oh, for the stuffed animals?
No. Yes, for the stuffed animals.
Well,
for my family. I was an aspiring musician once upon a time and quite bad. I made little bands, and I'm talking like very young. And one memory that I had a bunk bed growing up for no reason. It just was like, we went to the store and the bunk beds were on sale. So I could either get a normal bed or a bunk bed. Obviously I'm getting a fucking bunk bed. It's dope. So I was on the top bunk. I made my parents and like whatever family friends were over, come watch me. And I had this clip on light next to my bed. It was like my night light, but it had to plug in. So I had the wire stretched all the way across the room, clipped onto my top bunk, and I like get up and something just like mildly shook it, and the clip was at the very end of its tensile strength. It fell off, swung down, shattered on the ground. Ruined my concert.
Oh,
but then
that also sounds like a formative moment.
Yeah. And then I said pyro.
Special effects, the effects budget was huge in your concerts.
For me, it was at my dining room table. There was like a half step up to the living room, and it was kind of perfectly like a proscenium.
Oh, nice.
Because it had these pocket doors where it was like they framed the entrance to the living room, and you could open and close both pocket doors to be like a curtain, basically. And just that would be like a very common thing was to do some, you know, do some bit or something with either me or by myself or with my sister, just kind of to like entertain our family.
Right. Yeah, you put on a little show.
Yeah.
I think putting on a little show is something that like all kids do. And I'm sure all the parents are like, great job, honey.
Yeah.
Nice. I couldn't follow the plot, but you were very cute up there.
But meant the world to us.
And
but
some of us idiots try and make a career out of it.
Yeah. I mostly did the karaoke machine, interviewing my stuffed animals, that kind of bit, you know, making little recordings on cassette tapes of whatever I thought was humorous at the time.
Something Zach and I share is stop motion Lego movies.
That's cool that you guys did that.
Very cool.
I always wanted there was like a Nickelodeon like movie maker thing as a child too, and I always wanted it, but I never got it.
It is so funny because I never, you know, I've said this so many times, but I never took an editing class. I learned Lego Studio Movie Maker, and then from that I'm like, oh, iMovie, I can figure this out. And then from iMovie I was like, oh, Final Cut, I can figure this out.
That's how I did it.
Really? Not even in film school? I would think that would be mandatory.
Yeah, but I knew everything. Like I
felt like a waste of time for you.
It was a total waste of
the
time.
The teachers loved you.
It was just like there was nothing that I needed to know. I mean, and I never had to learn Avid because I wasn't an editing major, and Avid's stupid.
Yeah. Similarly, Ned and I just learned in our 20s out of necessity. Figured out iMovie. Then I went to Final Cut 10, which is more like iMovie than Final Cut. Then I went to Final Cut 7, which is a great way to do it. Final Cut 10 is kind of confusing and crazy, but if you're coming from iMovie, it's bad, but it's good as a stair step to a real one.
Yeah,
to 7.
Do you know real editors? I dunked on Avid, but it's actually kind of dope. But real editors don't use a mouse ever. It's all keyboard because it's they're just so fast. That's how they do it. And Avids are super confusing and complicated.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd be interested to learn how to use an Avid machine. Right? just for fun.
No point for us.
YB uses a rollerball.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, she uses Premiere, which is what we all use.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
But you're talking about,
for the had to, in school, I had to use a Steam Deck, which is literally filming on 16 millimeter film, or actually maybe we did 8, no, we did 16 millimeter, and I had to literally cut it with a razor, tape it together, and like, and if you can't do, the cuts too fast, because it'll rip the tape apart. Right. So it wasn't until the advent of digital editing that we were able to have really rapid cut edits.
Yeah.
You just can't do it.
Yeah.
Because it's like if you do it'll just rip.
Yeah. There's nothing strong enough.
It's literally like old movies was just tape.
Yeah.
Like, teaches you about like movie history.
Yeah, it was more like a respect your elders thing more than it is actually
like,
important.
Like when you learn math, you're like, your teacher's like, okay, now we're going to learn how to do it in 2 steps. Like, what the fuck did you make me do that 13-step method? It's like, so you understand. Right. Like,
know where you came from.
They're always teaching you in like more advanced math classes, like, this is how you derive the equation. And it's so complicated and hard. But I guess it's important.
I guess.
Because then you learn the process.
I guess.
Makes you better.
I guess. I'm going to pay somebody to change my oil for the rest of my life. That's just how it's going to be.
You guys been in any good hot tubs lately?
Hot tubs?
I don't know. Sounds nice right now.
It does sound good.
I could get in a hot tub.
Going to Big Bear this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we get some hot tub action. Tub it up.
Tub it up.
Here's something to tell the podcast listeners.
Ooh.
We want to fill a hot tub with spaghetti.
Oh, yeah. Is that happening?
No.
Well, at this point, a brand's not going to pay for it, so we need the people to ask for it so that we pay for it ourselves.
Well, here's the real deal. We don't want to fill a hot tub. I wanted to fill
tens
a swimming
of thousands of dollars.
Pool.
I think we just got to call Mark Rober.
Spaghetti. I think we should.
That could be our Mark Rober collab.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy who can do this.
Isn't that the Patch Adams thing?
Huh? It is not original. Yeah, thanks, Miles, for pointing that out.
No, but like, I'm imagining that you could do an homage. But in Patch Adams, like, a woman who is dying, her dying wish is that she wants to swim in spaghetti.
And doesn't that sound great?
It does sound great.
Sounds very interesting.
So here's the backstory. I forget even what the branded campaign was, but we said this as a goof. I want to swim in a pool of spaghetti.
Yeah.
And then we kind of started to do the math and realize how fucking hard that is, because you have to boil so much spaghetti.
Yeah,
so
think about how small spaghetti gets.
You have to oil it up so it doesn't stick together.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then so Rachel comes, she's like, well, what about a hot tub? And I'm like, no, that's not satisfying.
Yeah.
No one wants to see us in a bathtub of spaghetti. They want to see us swimming.
Even the math of a hot tub is pretty wild.
Yeah, it was a lot.
I think a hot tub is what we'll end up having to do, because a pool is...
Or like
it's
an 8,
too hard.
Like or like a 6-foot
so here
like,
was,
circular
yeah.
pool.
Here was my pitch, okay? Because she was like, we need to get enough spaghetti, we need like 4 people, or no, it was like 14 people working for 72 hours straight, no sleep, no stop, because like you just need to boil that much water, you got to pack it, it's so much. But I was like, yo, We have our beautiful Triceratops all across the nation. What if we say everybody, hey, boil a bunch of pasta. Meet us here at this time.
It's a meet and greet / pasta exchange.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
You don't have to pay for the meet and greet. You just have to bring four tons of pasta. Yeah.
A full cooler of pasta.
For every pound of pasta you bring, you will get 20 seconds with us.
You don't need to boil it. Yeah.
You just gotta boil it once, and then you dump a lot of pasta.
Here's what I'll say. You don't need to boil it for the full amount. You just need to put the spaghetti in for long enough for it to get soft.
Yeah, hey, and that was Rachel's idea. She said hot tubs get to 104 degrees, something like that.
That's a great idea.
Right, she thought we could just boil
it. Is that enough?
Cook it in the pasta. Right. But what if we don't need to Miles's point, we don't need to get it hot at all. What if we just put pasta in a pool, let it sit for a week?
Yeah, I don't think it gets soft enough.
You'd need it to be hot, but only for 2 minutes, like then you're good.
Parboil it.
Because it's like you're not eating it. It doesn't need to be al dente.
Yeah.
We need a shallow pool. But I want to be able to, I want to be able to do like a stroke.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd be able to.
But I just want to have the room to it. You know, like
Zach's pretty little. He could probably.
I'm pretty little.
Well, I mean,
will we float?
No, you'll die.
I'm worried about that.
I think you wouldn't want it to be deeper.
Are we putting pasta sauce in it too?
Obviously.
That is a whole other thing.
One of the versions that we did talk about was if we can't swim in a giant pool of spaghetti, and I would make the video all these conversations trying to figure out the logistics of how to pull this off and then failing and then coming down and then realizing what we have to do. I think it's a great video. We should do it. But if we do have to do it in a hot tub, I think last to leave the spaghetti pool wins a kiss from Keith is a pretty good video. Yeah. And then, you know, as time goes on,
last to leave the spaghetti pool gets to put their name on the $10,000 donation we make to a food bank.
Right. Yeah, basically. Right.
Hey, you know, crazy thing. Maybe you talked about this. Maybe someone said it. But you know, when you ask to donate money at the end of a shopping trip, and when it's like, hey, donate like your change or like this or donate to this.
Yeah.
Those companies can use that as part of their tax write off when they are doing charities.
Yeah. Often they've already donated the money.
Yeah.
Wait,
so,
really?
Yeah. So it's kind of not what you think it is. You'd be better off just donating it yourself.
Wait, major corporations aren't altruistic?
Often it's like they've already donated whatever, $100,000. And
they're
then
just
they're
recouping
just
it.
Recouping
the American tax code has loopholes that benefit the wealthy. Right?
But I'm just like, that's one little one where like, and they make you feel kind of bad. Because the way they phrase it too is like, would you help feed a child in hunger? It's God. And you have to hit a big red no. But those people have already done it. Yeah. They've already done it. They're just trying to recoup their loss. Hmm. And they're making you feel bad at your shopping trip because they know you've just bought, you know, some things you don't really need for yourself.
Wow,
like a cupcake or something.
Zebra cakes.
Yeah. And it's like, it's kind of like a little bit fucked up.
It is fucked up.
Wow, that's super fucked up.
You know, once you're in the oily pasta, though, you're probably covered in, for lack of a better term, grease.
Ew.
You're right. We could double. We could block shoot.
We could double down.
We got a grease boy.
Sure. Mm. Can you catch the grease boy
immediately after the pasta?
Have you ever seen this grease boy?
The only idea I've ever.
I really think you're gonna get hurt.
Yes.
Well, and actually, all the fans that show up for the pasta swap
opportunity to catch the grease boy.
There you go.
The grease boy will be there.
Yep.
Now that's what I call creepy pasta.
Well, anyways, if you want us to do this idea. Make a ruckus
in all the comments of every video. Yeah. Say, when is the spaghetti video already?
And then Rachel will be forced to make it.
Don't like harass him, but maybe just like occasionally tweet at Mark Rober. Hey, when are you gonna? I heard you're helping the Try Guys fill a pool of spaghetti. When's that happening?
That's great.
Try Guys want to work with you.
No. Like I heard it's happening.
I heard you are. When is the spaghetti video with the Try Guys coming out?
We could reach out to him, but I'd rather him think that it's already happening and that he forgot, and then he'll be so embarrassed that he forgot.
Yeah,
that he'll be like, oh yeah. No, oh yeah, it is happening.
He said
hey guys,
talked about it with them at VidCon at 2018.
Yeah.
And he's like, maybe I did.
What a spooky episode. Hope you guys are ready to have a safe but spooky Halloween this Sunday.
Yahoo!
Trick or treating is back, but bring hand sanitizer.
Good point.
Wear a mask, especially if you're feeling, you know, there's other colds going around. You know what? You can just wear a mask.
Get your flu shot.
get your flu shot. Mm. If you have a cold, hey, just wear a mask. Just don't spew your germs all over the place.
Wear a Power Ranger mask, no matter what you're wearing. Wear anything. But sanitize your Kit Kats.
Sanitize your Kit Kats. Take them out of the wrapper, cover them in sanitizer, then eat them. Yum, 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 yum.
Yeah.
But maybe you need better advice than that, because that's actually not good advice. That's probably bad advice.
Yeah.
Maybe Miles has advice for you for big boy advice time. Here we go.
It's advice that'll go for miles. Tune it to your radio station. It's advice that'll go for miles. Everyone get ready. Miles Nation.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. Go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Five. What the hell is up, Miles Nation?
Yo.
How y'all doing tonight?
All right.
Yeah. All right, all right.
Yeah.
Can I get a Cappy Halloween?
Cappy Halloween.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
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 When y'all are out looking for spooky stuff to sniff.
Sniff.
I'm asking y'all, how you do it?
How you do it?
Y'all are going to want to get scared this Halloween. Zach's doing a Snapchat filter right now.
It's an Instagram filter. Instagram I stretched my face.
Oh. But you may be wondering, how do I get into the fall spirit?
I'm wondering.
And yes. My advice.
Tell me, Grandpappy.
My advice to you for how to get into the autumn breeze when the breeze is snaking around your nether parts. Wear a sweater.
Yeah. Tell him again.
Wear a sweater.
Ooh.
Okay. All right now. Hey, little sluts, and I'm here to say wear a sweater. Every motherfucking day, yes. Put a sweater on. Fisherman's a wharf. Get a sweater down from Target and you won't be a poor man. Wear a sweater. Wear a sweater. Wear a sweater. Wear a sweater. Cold outside like the motherfucking government. Take it down until you're trying to get it. Get all your cash. Burn it outside. Taxes. Nope. Don't pay those thighs.
Wear a sweater.
Sweater. Wear a sweater.
Sweater.
Commit crimes.
Wear a sweater.
Wow.
So.
Well, that was
a wear a sweater.
Pretty impressive freestyle, but I don't understand the advice.
That wasn't a freestyle.
He scripted that?
Deeply scripted.
That also, practice. You will still have to pay taxes on the money
you earn. Probably should pay taxes, yeah, but...
You just won't have any money to pay the taxes.
Exactly, but I'm telling y'all to wear a little sweater.
The government is cold?
Well, the government's...
Cold like the government.
They are cold. But I'll say that if you want to get into the autumn spirit, to wear a sweater, probably.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the advice to get it. Sorry, let me break this down. Get into the autumn spirit, wear a sweater.
Well, if you're just trying to get into that autumn spirit,
so it's like, hey, it's fall, but I'm not really feeling it yet.
If you're feeling
well, wear a sweater.
Can I answer your question with a question?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Ned, do you feel like you're in the autumn spirit right now?
Yeah.
You know, I'd be a lot more in the autumn spirit if I were wearing a sweater.
Exactly.
That's my case.
But it's too hot in here to wear a sweater.
Well, that's a good point.
Y'all two probably sweating your pits off.
I am, but I'll say this type of sweater that I'm wearing, just straight up, you know, a black
sweater. It's breathable?
It's not, but I would like it to be. And I would also say that it's more about at nighttime, going onto your porch, feeling the smell of the cold.
Feel the smell of the cold.
Yeah. Keith?
Sweater versus sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm. An excellent question, Keith.
It implies crew neck to me.
Sweater versus sweatshirt. Sweatshirt to me is like we sell sweatshirts.
Yeah, and
we don't necessarily sell sweaters.
Knit sweatshirt could be cloth.
That's my point.
Yeah, wow, I see the exact opposite.
What are you saying?
Well, one sounds like you're meant to sweat in it, but somehow the other one doesn't. Like sweatshirt is often with lounging, laziness, but also exercising.
Yeah.
A sweater still has the main root word sweat.
But it's nicer.
It's classy.
But it's for classy stuff. Yeah, it's sort of odd.
Yeah, it is odd.
I think the etymology there is quite interesting. I'd like to talk about it next week.
Whoa.
Maybe on the answer pod.
Maybe on the answer pod.
Maybe.
Idea.
I'm going to look up the origin.
But if I could,
mm-hmm.
Get in the Autumn Spirit.
Yeah.
Wear a sweater.
Wear a sweater, baby.
Hey, we'll keep talking about sweaters on the afterpod.
You better believe it.
Join our community of Triceratops at tryguys.com/afterpod. No, patreon.com/tripod. No, patreon.com/tryguys.
No. Google.com/image/Zach Kornfeld.
Twitter.com/Mark Rober.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe Mark Rober can help us make the hot tub because that'll be our Team C's thing. And then he'll have to do it.
And then I'll have to do it. Hey, Mark, we want to show how the world is warming up. Global warming is going to heat them oceans and it's going to cook all them little fish like little noodles. And you don't want a world with noodles.
All the eels. Ocean will be full of dead eels, which will look like a lot of spaghetti.
That's true.
So we better make a pool of spaghetti to simulate the eels.
Mm.
Well, in conclusion, abolish celeb worship. Eat local food.
Mm-hmm.
Save the oceans.
Mm.
And realize that we're all just doing our best.
Yeah.
Tiptoeing ever closer to the edge of life.
Mm.
Mm.
Happy Halloween.
Where? A sweater.
Keith hit us with the official Trap Pod theme song.
Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat, take off your pants and shake your booty, shake your booty, shake your booty outside, shake your booty, shake your booty, shake your booty outside. It's the tripod.
Until next time, stay beautiful.